സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരമ്പരാം. ഓം.
ശ്ലോക നമ്പർ 22.
വിരജ്യ വിഷയ വ്രാത ദോഷദൃഷ്ട്യാ മുഹുർമുഹുഃ സ്വലക്ഷേ നിയതാവസ്ഥാം മനസശമ ഉച്യതേ.
ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ഡീലിംഗ് വിത്ത് ദ ടോപ്പിക് ഓഫ് ക്വാളിഫിക്കേഷൻസ് ടു ബി അക്വയർഡ് ബൈ എ മുമുക്ഷു. By a person who seeks liberation, by a person who seeks free from limitations, such a person is called intelligent person. According to Vedanta, whoever wants to come out of the false values, false notions, wrong notions, which are all cause for my own limitation, and that limitation always disturbs my mind, I cannot withstand any limitation. Therefore, such a person work for that unlimited Brahman. He do not know that is Brahman, but striving for that, there is something every human being working for that only. Knowingly or unknowingly, everyone wants to improve physical level, mental level, emotional level, intellectual level. Every person trying to improve, to come out of this limitation. But among those people who is highly matured, informed person will take the correct, right remedy for that. So that is called Viveka. That is called Viveka. Qualification. Discrimination. What is the discrimination? Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. There is something truth in this universe. People call it differently, but there is something truth. Either God or Spirit or Almighty or Brahman, but that is the truth. Once that is the truth, truth can be only one. There cannot be two truths. No, only one truth. So, other than Brahman must be unreal, untruth. When the Brahman is Satyam, whatever other than the Brahman must be asatyam, unreal. Therefore, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, that is called Viveka. After getting this discrimination, person will start inquiring into what is that Brahman. First, discrimination irukkanumai. Nobody wants to inquire into the false things. unreal things. Everybody wants to inquire into the reality. Reality or real things are satyam. This is the natural instinct of every being. Natural instinct to go into its core. They are selecting wrong places, that is a different thing. But every person wants to inquire into the original root cause. Idhikenna ni? That mind is a discriminative mind. In Vedanta, we call that mind as discriminative mind. That qualification is very much required to get Brahma Jnanam. Then, second qualification, Shankaracharya points out, Vairagyam, dispassion. First one is discrimination. Second D is dispassion, Vairagyam. What is Vairagyam? Anitye bhoga vastuni, which are all temporary in the 21st sloka. Anitye bhoga vastuni, which are all temporary, all the pleasures which I am enjoying, dosha darshanam. Dehadi brahma paryantam. From my body onwards up to Brahmaji, we have to see that dosha, the defect in them, and we have to give up. Whatever I listen, whatever I see, all are limited. All are having defects. All are having limitations. Seeing that and giving up that attachment towards them is called Vairagyam. Once I know that is unreal, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, that discrimination is there. Once that discrimination is there, will I crave for those unreal things? Will I develop the attachment towards that unreal things? No. So once I do hot potato, mother, you have to drop. How you drop hot potato? Before touching the hot iron, hot potato madri, you have to drop all the worldly pleasures. Drop in the sense, never have craziness, craving. That is called vairagyam. Viragasya bhavaha vairagyam. In the viragam, vairagyam irukkana manasila. Vairagyam and chunna, namma venna nenikkaram, sanyasi vairagyam will go together. Namakku grihasthanak appadiya vairagyam varu. How can I develop vairagyam? There is darkness, light, madre. Darkness is in the light, irkamudiyadu. If light is there, darkness cannot be there. Adu madre, grihastha and vairagyam. What is this blowing hot and cold, madre? But Shastra tells, in spite of living in grihastha ashrama, you can develop a mind that which is detached with the worldly entanglements. That is possible. That's why Janaka Maharaja name is called Videha Raja. Videha Raja means what? There is no Deha Abhimana at all for him. That's why he is called Videha Raja. Mahagrihastha king. What a responsibility he has got, but he is a jnani. Janaka Maharaja is a jnani. All our rishis are grihasthas. How much vairagyam they have, entertained in their whole life. Because that vairagyam is not opposed to my family routine life. Basic needs, you can have the family, children, everything, but never hold on to them for your security, for your happiness, for your peace. That is what Vedanta wants. Vechiko, you can have relation with them, veedu, car, all children, but never expect your PHS from them. Adhida vairagyam. Adhi irundha podu namakku. సఫిషియంట్ వైరాగ్యం అదే. నాట్ సన్యాస లోన్ ఇస్ నాట్ వైరాగ్యం. రిమంబర్ ఇంటర్నల్ సన్యాస ఈజ్ హెస్ బీన్ పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్ అమన్ వేదాంత. సి మస్ట్ బి ప్రాక్టికల్ నో, ద వేదాంత మస్ట్ బి ప్రాక్టికల్. యు రినౌన్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ కమ్ అవుట్ అన్న ఎప్పుడు వర ముడియో ఇంపాసిబుల్. సో దట్ మస్ట్ బి ఎ ప్రాగ్మాటిక్ ప్రాక్టికల్ వేదాంత వీ హ్యావ్ టు టీచ్. ప్రాక్టికల్ వేదాంత ఐ హ్యావ్ టు టీచ్ అండ్ ఐ కెన్ టీచ్ మై ఓన్ ప్రాక్టికల్ వేదాంత అన్న నో. వాట్ ఎవర్ ఆల్రెడీ ఉపనిషత్స్ ఆర్ టీచింగ్ ఈజ్ ఎ ప్రాక్టికల్ వేదాంత. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎ థియరిటికల్, నాట్ జస్ట్ ఓన్లీ టు గ్రాస్ప్ ద ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్. ఎవ్రీ స్టేట్మెంట్, ఎవ్రీ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ మస్ట్ బి ఎ ప్రాక్టికల్ వన్. దట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ పాసిబుల్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్. That we have to understand first. Nothing is impossible. If it is impossible, Upanishad can never talk about that. Remember this. This is must be very clear. If it is impossible, Upanishad will never talk about that. Whatever Upanishad talks, it is possible. But we have to work for that. That is important. Clear? Now that in 22nd sloka, దట్ సాధన చతుష్టయ సంపత్తిల థర్డ్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ ఉంది డిసిప్లిన్. డిసిప్లిన్ మీన్స్ క్షమాది షట్క సంపత్తి. హెస్ పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్ దట్ క్షమాది షట్క సంపత్తి మీన్స్ వాట్. షట్కం మీన్స్ సిక్స్, క్షమ ఆది. క్షమ మీన్స్ మైండ్ కంట్రోల్ ఎక్సెట్రా. ఫ్రమ్ దట్ వీఆర్ సీయింగ్ ఇన్ ద 22nd శ్లోక వీఆర్ సీయింగ్ ద క్షమ, మైండ్ కంట్రోల్. What is mind control? Means develop objectivity. Come out of the subjectivity. Your subjective projection, your imagination, your speculation, all are wrong, no? Doubts. Adilandu vellila varudha mind control. That is called shama. Shamaha means the mind control. How to understand this logically? Mind control, how is it possible for many? Mind control is very, very difficult. Who said it is easy? We have never said it is easy. Mind control is not easy. But what we come to conclusion, it is impossible and conclusion ko varam. Adi the wrong. Everything is difficult only to practice. So this shamaha, how to develop, see, to control the mind, I have lot of problems. Pulungal, the pulling, people are pulling me, world is pulling me, lot of responsibilities are pulling me. We always escape by saying this, easily we escape. Like one person, suppose he tells, sitting in the chair, and chair is pulling me, and can chair pulls him? If you want to get up, you can get up. Chair can never pull you. Understand? Similarly, people, we are telling, world is pulling me, my children are pulling me, husband is pulling me, wife is pulling me. In the madri sadhana pannamale, they are pulling me. These are all wrong notions. No one can pull you. Nobody has got power. Just as the inert chair cannot pull you and to stick in that chair, no. You have willpower to get up from the chair. To sit in the chair, you have willpower. You have choice. There you use your discrimination. Adhe madri indha vishayathile kuda discrimination use pannungale. Namma discrimination use pannamale, we are blaming all responsibility. கல்யாணம் பண்ணாமல் இருந்தால் நல்லா இருந்திருக்கும். தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் நாட் எக்ஸாக்ட் த ஆன்சர் டு யுவர் இன்டலெக்ட். நோ, யூ மே டெல் டு அதர்ஸ் பட் யூ அப்சர்வ் யுவர் ஓன் மைண்ட். நத்திங் கேன் ஸ்டாப் டு ஓன் அப் மை பிரம்மன் நேச்சர் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட். தட்ஸ் ஆல். நத்திங் கேன் ஸ்டாப். தட் டைப் ஆஃப் மைண்ட் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட். That Ishvara, that Brahman, Saguna Ishvara, Nirguna Brahman, is the truth if I know that idea has come, the discrimination has come, go ahead. Nothing can stop me in this universe, because the truth is truth, all are anityam. This is called shamaha. Then mind, this is called mind control. Withdrawing the mind, virajya vishayavrata, withdrawing from the, all the objects. Why? Why I have to withdraw? They are all unreal. What is my conviction? Brahma satyam. Jagat mithya. Vishayavrata. Dosha drishtya muhur muhu. Dosham paaka vendama adila. Body la irukkira dosham paaka vendama. Paakanum. World la irukkira dosham paaka vendama. Ettena dosham irukka. Ennena limitations irukka. Muhur muhu. Again and again and again you have to see that dosha. Seeing that limitation in the world, in the people, in the objects, in every blessed possession of me, I have to see its limitation. I am using, but I should know its limitation. If I give more importance, I will hook onto that. That is the problem. Therefore, svalakshye niyata avastha manasaha shama uchyate. So, I have to keep my mind svalakshena. Brahma satyam jagan mithya. Let this world should not trap me. Until today I am thinking everybody trapping me, or that thing, this thing, and I am complaining. If I have this discrimination, vairagya, nobody can. Freedom is my birthright. Freedom is my birthright. Who said? One freedom fighter said that. Similarly, liberation is my birthright. Moksha is my birthright. This is an evident fact. Mahatmas are telling, jnanis are telling. Therefore, let me visualize that fact first. Visualize mentally. Let me develop the conviction towards the fact. So that mind I have to divert from the worldly pleasures, which are temporary, which are all having limitation. Let me not waste my time, energy in these unreal, temporary, ephemeral things. Let me not waste my time even a second. This is a precious. We do not know. Dinaya minyau sayam pratah sisira vasanto punarayatah kala kridati gaschati ayuhu. The ayush is going. Therefore, let me not waste this time. Let me spend my time for this svalakshena. And the madri irunda, that is called shamaha. If I have that, tick mark. Okay? Next qualification, shamadi shatka sampatti damaha. We will read that sloka. Sloka number 23.
Vishayebhyah paravartyam sthapanam svasvagolakem ubhayesham indriyanam sadamah parikirtitah bahyanalambanam vrittehem esho paratiruttamam.
Now Shankaracharya talking about the damaha. Dama means sensory discipline. Shamaha means mind discipline. Damaha means sensory discipline. Discipline means what? Channelizing, directing. You know this word when you are talking about your children. ஒன்றும் டிசிப்ளினே இல்லை சுவாமினி, கொஞ்சம் நீங்கள் சொல்லிக் கொடுங்க சொல்லுவான். அது எப்படியோ அதே மாதிரி யுவர் ஓன் சில்ட்ரன் அட்டாச் டு யுவர் ஓன் பாடி லைக் பேபிஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ். வாட் ஆர் தோஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ்? ஃபைவ் கர்மேந்திரியாணி, ஃபைவ் ஜானேந்திரியாணி. ஃபைவ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன், ஃபைவ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ். So that is what Shankaracharya pointing out. Ubhayesham indriyanam. Second line. Ubhayesham indriyanam means these karma indriyani and jnana indriyani. Organs of perception and organs of action. Vishayebhyaha paravartya. Vishayebhyaha means from the objects. Vishaya means object. Vishayebhyaha means from the objects. Paravartya means withdrawal, withdrawing. From withdrawing from the objects, this eyes have got their own objects, forms and colors, and ears have their own objects, sounds. Nose has its own object, its own field, smell. Tongue has got its own object, taste field. The touch has got its own field, its own objects. The skin, it has got objects. All these objects, and karma indriyani has got its own objects. Pani payu upastha karma indriyani. All these karma indriyani from the vishayabhya you have to withdraw. Withdraw panna enna pannano? Swasva golake sthapanam. Sthapanam means you place them, placing, place them, keep them. Where? Swasva golake, in their respective places. Swasva golakam. Golakam means the external, visible, this is ear. This is called golakam. And the ulla irukkira power, hearing power is called indriyam. Hearing power is called indriyam. Invisible capacity, invisible faculty is called indriyam. The visible locus is called golakam. This is the visible locus for invisible seeing capacity faculty. Similarly, even this nose is the golakam. There is a faculty called indriyam, grana indriyam. It is invisible. Similarly, tongue is visible, but the taste faculty, the rasana indriyam, is invisible. So, swasva golake sthapanam. It should not go for outside object. The tongue, naakku neelamaa solluvaala. Naakku neelamaa enna artham? Neelamaa irukkuma enna? Adhu saapadanum, idhu saapadanum, ore. Taste, desire, no? Always the tongue wants this and that and all. Smell and nose, ears, I chalanuma, appa. Adhu pathi, another sloka, Shankaracharya is going to point out very beautifully. Here, sthapanam, placing, saha damaha parikirtitaha, that means what? Vishayebhyaha indriyanam sthapanam, paravartya, that is important. Paravartya means turning away. கண்ணு பார்த்துருந்தெல்லாம் வாங்காதே என்ன கோட்டு ரங்கநாத ஸ்ட்ரீட்டில் பாண்டி பஜார் போதும், அவன் நமக்கு எவ்வளோ கண்ட்ரோல் இருக்கான்னு தெரியும். டு டெஸ்ட் யுவர் செம அண்ட் தமா ஜஸ்ட் கோ தேர். பாக்கெட்டில் பணம் வச்சு போகணும். சுவாமி, இஃப் ஐ கீப் மணி ஐ வில் ஸ்பெண்ட், தேர் ஃபார் ஐ கீப் மணி அட் ஹோம். தட் இஸ் நாட் கண்ட்ரோல். The control you have to, in spite of seeing them, in spite of having everything, keeping them away, that is called control. So ubhayebhyah indriyanam, ubhayesham indriyanam, vishayebhyah paravartya, swasva golake sthapanam, saha dhamaha parikirtitaha. Damaha, my sense control. Parikirtitaha means is said. It is said as Damaha. Shamadama Karuna Sampurnanam. Who wrote? Sadashiva Brahmendra. Shama Dama Karuna Sampurnanam. Whoever is having this Shama and Dama totally and Karuna, Sadhu Samagama Sankirnanam. If you go and meet them, you will also get that Shama and Dama. That's why Satsangam. They are in full amount, they are having Shama and Dama. So if you go and slowly kitta kitta poi ukkarna namak kuda konjam vandadum adhe vaasana vandadum illana indha pakkam pona ipo rendu pakkam irukka indha pakkam ponama andha pakkam polam indha pakkam pona no shama no dama it will increase in desires will increase irukkira sense control kuda poidum therefore here Shankaracharya tells that is called damahana. The sense organs are like a holes madre. Idella holes madre. The whole body is like a pot. Imagine. The pot la thanni ootha holes irukra pot la enna agum? Onnu irukkar kaali enna. Similarly in this pot all the sense organs are like holes. The more you use your sense organs outwards, your whole energy will go away. That's why கொஞ்ச நேரம் பார்த்தனோ என்ன ஆகும் டிவி கண்ணெல்லாம் எரியறது சுவாமினி ஒன்று அவுட். சிமிலர்லி ஈச் அண்ட் எவ்ரி ஆர்கன் யூஸ் எல்லாம் சாப்பிட்டு தீபாவளி சீட்டு நாளைக்கு கொண்டு டேஸ்ட்டுக்கு போயிடுது என்ன. அது மாதிரி ஓவர் இஃப் யூ டூ எனி திங் இஃப் யூ ஆர் நாட் மாடரேட் எவ்ரி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான் இஸ் எ ப்ராப்ளம். இஃப் யூஸ் தெம் மாடரேட்லி தே ஆர் யூஸ்ஃபுல். If I don't use them moderately, they will harm to me. Rendu vakkala varu laddu da jaasti saapta madri sugar ye pochena ye romba avladha. Therefore or like this it will drain our whole energy. Therefore we have to judiciously we have to use the sense organs. A mature, informed person is one, intelligent person is one who judiciously use the sense organs. Kandade kolam, kondade kolam, kandade kaj. Edo onnu, sari ungalukku theriyum. Manasu pona pokkile, kaal pokalam, pokarade. That's why people are all weak-minded people. Appadi pokakoodadhu. Discipline, this is called discipline. So, next line, uparati, about that uparati. So, Shama, Dama, Uparati. Third, Shamadhi, Shakta Sampati. Third, Shakta Sampati. Six varanam illayam, moodavadhu. Adhi Uparati. What is Uparati? Uparati means Bahya Analambanam. Bahya means external. Analambana means non-leaning. ஆலம்பனம் மீன்ஸ் லீனிங் சப்போர்ட் எப்பவுமே துணை துணை என்ன சப்போர்ட் லீனிங் ஃபிசிக்கல்லி மென்டல்லி எமோஷனலி ஆன் அதர்ஸ் பீப்புள் ஆர் திங்ஸ் யூ லுக் இட் வாட்ச் யுவர் செல்ஃப் ஹவு மெனி திங்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் ஹுக்கு டு தட் அது இல்லைன்னா கஷ்டமாக இருக்குமே தட் இஸ் த ப்ராப்ளம் எனி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் If that object is there, alone I am happy, anna, that object is binding me, anna artham. So, bahya analambana means non-leaning on the external objects. Even external people. Adhi pottukonu. Bahya analambana, external object. Analambana. வ்ருத்தேஹே மீன்ஸ் அகம் வ்ருத்தேஹே நான் லீனிங் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஈகோ ஆல்வேஸ் அகங்கார ஆல்வேஸ் டிபெண்டிங் ஆன் சம்திங் ஆர் அதர் சம்திங் ஆர் அதர் ஸோ தட் லீனிங் மென்டாலிட்டி திஸ் விற்பி தட் ஈகோ விற்பி விற்பி மீன்ஸ் எ தாட் தி தாட் ஆஃப் லீனிங் ஆன் அதர்ஸ்
బాహ్య అనాలంబన వృత్తేహే. ఏషాం ఉపరతి, హౌ టు స్ప్లిట్ ఇట్, వృత్తేరేషాం అని ఇరుకే, వృత్తేహే అంత రేఫా ఉంది, యూ హ్యావ్ టు మేక్ ఇట్ విసర్గ, వృత్తేహే ఏషాం వృత్తేరేషాం. ఏషోపరతి అన్నాడు, ఏష ఏషా దిస్ ఈజ్ ఉపరతి, ఉపరతి ఉత్తమ, ద బెస్ట్, దిస్ ఈజ్ ద బెస్ట్ ఉపరతి.
అర్థం, యూ హ్యావ్ టు డిపెండ్ ఆన్ పీపుల్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు డిపెండ్ ఆన్ సర్టన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, డోంట్ లీన్ అపాన్ అన్న హియర్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ప్రాపర్లీ. ఇన్న వేదాంత క్లాసు పోనప్పుడు డోంట్ డిపెండ్ ఆన్ ఎవ్రీ ఎనీబడి అంటుంటాను, నెవర్ లీన్ అపాన్ అన్న, నెవర్ లీన్ అపాన్ దెమ్ ఫర్ యువర్ పీస్. ఇఫ్ ఐ డిపెండ్ ఆన్ మై సన్ ఐ విల్ గెట్ పీస్, అంగేదా తగరారు. If I depend on my daughter, I get peace. And the leaning for my peace, for my happiness, adi koodadu. And the withdrawal, my peace, happiness, security is with me only. But I require certain things, paraphernalia is required. Son is required, daughter is required, house is required, car is required. All are required to for interaction, vyavahara. Not for PHS. Idi da nama sutram. All are required, I use them for my interaction, vyavahara, basic needs, kahana. Not for my PHS. What is PHS? Peace, happiness, security. If I think they are for PHS, that is wrong. So that you have to drop, not for PHS. Okay, they are all part of my life, but not for my PHS. ఇది ఇరుందా, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఉపరతి, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఉపరమహ ఆల్సో. ఉపరతి ఆర్ ఉపరమ, బోత్ ఆర్ వన్ అండ్ ద సేమ్. సో కర్మేంద్రియాణి మనసా య ఆస్తే మనసా స్మరన్, లార్డ్ కృష్ణ స్టేస్, య కర్మ ఇంద్రియాణి మనసా సహ ఆస్తే, హూ విత్ డ్రాస్, సచ్ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ ఎ మెచ్యూర్ పర్సన్. నాన్ ఎక్స్ట్రోవర్టెడ్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్ అండ్ నాన్ ఎక్స్ట్రోవర్టెడ్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ద సెన్స్ ఆర్గాన్స్ అండ్ నాన్ లీనింగ్ అపాన్ ద థింగ్స్, దిస్ ఇస్ శమ దమ ఉపరమ. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఉపరమ another many example we can see, absence of this is mine thought, that is vrittehe, absence of this is mine, mamatvam, this is mine. First ahankara will, I am this is mine, ahankara and mamakara, mamatva buddhi, ahankara buddhi, that అది ఇల్లామల్ ఇక్కడ, అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ అనాలంబన మీన్స్ అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ మైన్, ఇది ఎన్నుడయది అన్న థాట్ ఎంటర్టైన్ పండకూడదు. దట్ ఈగో కమ్స్ ఇన్ ఫస్ట్ అహంకార కమ్స్, దిస్ ఈజ్ మైన్, దిస్ హౌస్ ఈజ్ మైన్, ఎంత పెరుమై పోరంగో అండ్ హౌస్ పాత ఉడనే నమకు ఒరే ఖుషియో ఖుషి సంతోషం, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ మైన్నెస్. సో డోంట్ నెవర్ హ్యావ్ దట్ ఆలంబనం, దట్ ఈస్ ఆలంబనం, దట్ మైండ్నెస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఆలంబనం. ద అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్నెస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అనాలంబనం, దట్ ఈస్ ద మీనింగ్. సో ఐ హ్యావ్ టు టెల్, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఓనర్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ క్రియేషన్, ఫ్లాట్ ఓనర్, ఐఎమ్ ద ఓనర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఫ్లాట్ అన్న, I'm owner of this land, I'm owner of this everything. Understand, Ishvara alone is the owner. Ishvara alone is the owner. No one can have the ownership on anything in this creation. Develop that idea first. I am a trustee, I am a guardian, I am a take-carer of this body, including body. Including this house, Bhagavan has given me this house, Bhagavan has given me this car, Bhagavan has given me this body, this body also not belong to me. If it is belong to me, how long I want, I can keep it with me. That it shows, without my permission, it goes. Yepponu theriyadu. That it shows, I am not owner of this body. If I am owner, it has to be with me. So who is the ultimate owner? Ishvara. So drop your ownership towards the body. The body mele ownership illana kolanda mele eppadi irukka mudiyum ena we always command ena enoda kolanda enoda child my son my daughter ena ena unga hands maadhiri rise ena happen never expect your children like that so removing that thought is called uparati uparama that mamatvam enna hana it is mindness vandana enna hum it strengthens the ego இந்த மமத்துவம் இந்த அகங்கார ஆல் ரோவத்தர் பிரதர்ஸ் மாதிரி இந்த மமத்துவம் வந்து இட் வாட் யூ கேன் கால் டேம்பர் யுவர் ஈகோ ஈகோ ஏன் ஜாஸ்தி ஆகிறதுன்னா காரணம் மமத்துவம் தான் காரணம் தேர்ஃபோர் போத் ஆர் இன்டர் ரிலேட்டட் மமத்துவம் ஆல்வேஸ் திஸ் மைண்ட் திஸ் இஸ் மைண்ட் தட் ஸ்ட்ரெங்தன்ஸ் யுவர் ஈகோ த மோர் யூ சே திஸ் இஸ் மைண்ட் திஸ் இஸ் மைண்ட் இந்த குழந்தைங்களுக்கு கூட சின்ன வயசுலேருந்து அப்படி ட்ரெயின் பண்ணக்கூடாது இது என்னுடையது என்ன என்னுடையது என்ன தட் இஸ் நாட் அ குட் ஃபார் சில்ட்ரன் ஆல்சோ வி ஷுட் நாட் டெவலப் சரி சில்ட்ரன் காலேஜ் என்ன பண்ணிச்சு வென் மதர் செயல் கீழே விழுந்த என்ன பண்ணுவா தெரியும் அம்மா ஷி வில் ஹிட் த எர்த் ஷி வில் ஹிட் த எர்த் அப்போ குழந்தைக்கு ரொம்ப சந்தோஷம் அப்பா மை மதர் இஸ் தேர் டு டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் மீ என்ன வென் த சைல்டு ஃபால் அந்த எர்த் இமீடியட்லி மதர் ஹிட்ஸ் தானே ஷி hitting no she mother that child feels amma is taking care of me when the baby is young it is okay you, I will tell you the same care this is good but the child grow and the feeling epa develop pannona pooja swami ji tell us that idea develops for my heart somebody is cause and the madri var palakkam aidum appuram Always seeing some scapegoat for my problem. Na keela vilinda amma appo hair thinking she hit that hair thana and the hair thada kaaranam so adu maadhiri this child develops even not only that she will beat the other brother or sister kattina na appo child is so happy indha maadhiri develop aadna afterward that child always finding a scapegoat ennoda problem ku yaro or kaaranam You never imagine this hand, this type of action will give such a type of idea. But if you are very careful, you have to see, observe the children. Otherwise, what happens, no? A person, either daughter or a son will grow and grow. Always they complain, either my father is cause for my problem, my mother is cause for my problem, or aunt is cause, or uncle is cause, or tata is cause, or party is cause. Ipdiye manasu. And he want to take revenge it is not congenial so this is called comes under shamaha damaha this is called emotional processing we have to process our emotions never become slave to your yaravathu irunda podu namakku tukna avan meda padi podradana avarda kaaranam anu that is a big drawback in a human growth So therefore, we have to understand this, develop that mind control, sense control, and withdraw the senses from the outer object. And another example also is there. In the next sadhana, I will tell that example. What is that sadhana? Fourth shatka sampatti, titikshana. Another important qualification. We'll read that sloka, 24th sloka.
Sahanam sarva dukkhanam apratikara purvakam சிந்தா விலாபரஹிதம் சாத்தி தீக்ஷாணி கத்யதே.
வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ஸ்லோகம். எது சர்வதுக்கானாம் அப்ரதீகார பூர்வகம் சிந்தா விலாபரஹிதம் சஹனம் திருஷ்யதே சா திதிக்ஷா இதி நிகத்யதே. சர்வதுக்கானாம் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் பெயின்ஸ். சர்வதுக்கானாம் of all pains apratikara purvakam. Apratikara purvakam means pratikara means revenge. Apratikara means not taking a revenge, without any attempt to take revenge on anything. This revenge type of mind, you know. In the Tamil, what do you say revenge? Okay? படி ஐ டு ஐ என்ன ஐ ஃபார் ஐ மத். ஸோ அப்ரதீகார பூர்வகம் வித்தவுட் எனி அட்டெம்ப்ட் ஆஃப் ரெவெஞ்ச் அண்ட் சிந்தா விலாபரஹிதம். சிந்தா மீன்ஸ் வரி, ஆங்ஸைட்டி ஆர் கம்ப்ளைண்ட். சிந்தா விலாபம் means lamenting verbally, vilapa, always talking about one's own worries, problems. That's called vilapanam. Aalapanam pandramo illayo vilapanam mathram pandrom man, that is called vilapanam. Chinta vilapanam anna. Rahitam means free from verbal lamenting, free from verbal complaint, free from verbal talking, you know, about worry, you know. Always talking about the problems. Some people, if they open their mouth, go on listing out their problems. Appa edhukku vandama indha pakkam nu thonum. Next time and aalu paathana indha pakkam povum. That's why இட் இஸ் லைக் ஏ டஸ்ட்பின் மாதிரி. டஸ்ட்பின் என்ன பண்ணுவோம் தெரியுமா, மூடி வைப்போம், இல்லைன்னா இட் ஸ்மெல்ஸ். அது மாதிரி நம்ம கம்ப்ளைண்ட்ஸ், இந்த வர்ரிஸ் எல்லாமே ஒரு டஸ்ட்பின் மாதிரி டப்புன்னு மூடி வச்சிருவோம். பட் இட் டசன்ட் மீன் யூ ஷுட் நாட் ஸ்டே ஷேர்னு சொல்லலை, வேண்டாம்னு சொல்லலை. யூ கேன் ஷேர், அப் டு வாட் எக்ஸ்டென்ட் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஷேர் இஸ் ஃபார் சம் ரெமெடி ஆர் சம் ஃப்ரம் சொல்யூஷன் யூ கேன் ஷேர். தே வில் நாட் ஷேர் ஃபார் சொல்யூஷன். They want to bombard that person and avanukku kuda worry vandudum, avladha illada worry kuda vandudum. Some people like that on a cynical mind, and adu or type of mind, romba unhealthy mind. So therefore Krishna tells matra sparshyastu kaunteya sitoshna sukhadukkaha agama payino nityaha. This sukha dukha or agama payinaha come and will go. But who stands, you know, stubborn with sturdy mind, you know, that person, that is called titiksha. Sa titiksha nigadyate. The one who withstand, one who is free from this worry, you know, that is called chinta vilapa rahitam. See, pratikaram is a negative aspect, taking revenge. In revenge, what you do, you hate the person. You revenge comes out of hatred. Revenge comes out of hatred. But then any action if you take, it comes out of love. There is a difference between revenge and action, a punishment also. If you take, do give punishment to your son or daughter or somebody, if you give punishment, punishment is out of love. Revenge is out of hatred. Never have hatred, but give punishment. If they deserve punishment, you have to give. That is important. So therefore, pratikaram is a negative aspect. சிந்தா விலாபரஹித மீன்ஸ் வாட் இன் இங்கிலீஷ் வி சே வாட் கேனாட் பி க்யூர்டு மஸ்ட் பி என்டியூர்டு வி சே வாட் கேனாட் பி க்யூர்டு மஸ்ட் பி என்டியூர்டு மீன்ஸ் தட் இஸ் சிந்தா விலாபரஹிதம். இந்த செல்ஃப் பிட்டி இருக்கக்கூடாது. சிந்தா என்ன அர்த்தம்? செல்ஃப் பிட்டி. அது மேலே ஒன்று அவஸ்தை கிடையாது. செல்ஃப் பிட்டால எனக்கு அது இல்லை இது இல்லை என்ன பண்ணுறது எனக்கு என்ன தெரியும் எனக்கு கஷ்டம் ஒன்று இது மாதிரி சொல்லி சொல்லி செல்ஃப் பிட்டி என்ன. நெவர் அலோவ் எனிபடி டு பிட்டி ஆன் யூ என்ன. நெவர் கிவ் அன் ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டி டு அதர்ஸ் டு பிட்டி ஆன் யூ. வை? இட் இஸ் த வீக்னஸ் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட். நமக்கு அறியாமலே வி ஆல்வேஸ் என்கரேஜ் அதர்ஸ் டு ஷோ பிட்டி ஆன் அஸ். Never allow others to pity on you. You will never grow. Therefore, chinta is very, very dangerous. Danger in the sense, chinta, chita chinto dvayor madhye, chinta eva garihesi. Chita chinta ne rendu pronunciation, or nakara da difference. Chita anna the funeral fire. Chinta anna worry. சிதா சிந்தா துவயோர் மத்தியே இந்த ரெண்டுக்கு மத்தியில் எது கரியசி சுப்பீரியர் என்ன? சிந்தா ஏவ கரியசி. சிந்தா எலோனி சுப்பீரியர். ஏன்? சிதா தகதி நிர்ஜீவம் வபுகு சிந்தா தகதி ஜீவயுதம் வபுகு. திஸ் சிதா த ஃபியூனரல் ஃபைல் பேர்ன்ஸ் த பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் டெட். இந்த சிந்தா என்ன பண்ணும்? அலைவ் பர்சனே அப்படியே பேர்ன் பண்ணும். வெயிட் எல்லாம் குறைஞ்சிட்டே போயிட்டே இருக்கேன் சுவாமி அண்ணன், என்ன ஒரே வரி முடி போயிட்டே இருக்கேன். பீப்புள் ஸ்டார்ட் ரொம்ப வரி ஜாஸ்தி ஆகிடு சுவாமி, முடி ஃபாலிங். என்ன யூஸ் பண்ணணும்? ஃபோன் கால். வாட் ஆயில் சுட யூஸ் என்ன? ஸ்டாப் வரிங்க அண்ணா. டூ ரிலாக்ஸேஷன், டீப் ரிலாக்ஸேஷன் டெக்னிக். Therefore, chinta is so powerful. Never allow the mind to continue the worry. That's why bhakti develop பண்ணணும். Develop bhakti. So, சம துக்க சுகம் தீரஹா சோம்ருதத்வாய கல்பதே. தட் இஸ் கால் தித்திக்ஷா. ஹூ எவர் இஸ் ஹேவிங் த ஈக்குவல் மைண்ட் இன் சமம் இன் சுக அண்ட் துக்கா, தட் பர்சன் இஸ் கால் ஹேவிங் தித்திக்ஷா. அது அர்த்தம். தித்திக்ஷா மீன்ஸ் அ கெப்பாசிட்டி டு என்ஜோர் த டிஸ்கம்ஃபர்ட்ஸ். Capacity to endure the discomfort and anartha. Suppose, mala varadhe. No? Heavy rain is coming. You know, water is coming, you know, from the windows. You know. So let it come. You know. I have to bear. You know, Swamini told me titiksha. Not closing the windows. இது என்ன titiksha? ரொம்ப குளிர இருக்கு. I have to bear that குளிர. Next day, tumma. That is a titiksha. It is not a titiksha. When it is heavy rain is coming, water coming inside, you have to close the windows. It is too cool, you have to close the windows. After closing the windows also rain, because of heavy rain, then from andha pakkam indha pakkam thanni vandite irukke veetla andha objects enna ala porul ellame it is going waste nu sonna you are helpless. Appo titiksha irkanum. You should not complain. மழை வரக்கூடாது மழை வரக்கூடாது திட்டக்கூடாது. பகவான் மழை வேணும்னு கேட்டாங்க. இவ்வளோ மழையா? பீப்புள் ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி ஸ்டேண்டிங். இப்போ மழை வேண்டாம் ரெண்டு மாதம் வரைக்கும். இதெல்லாம் கண்டிஷன். ஸோ இன் ஆஃப்டர் க்ளோசிங் த விண்டோஸ் ஆல்சோ தண்ணி வந்து லீக் ஆகிறது எந்த பக்கம்னா யூ ஹாவ் டு பேர். இட் இஸ் நாட் இன் யுவர் ஹேண்ட். ஆ கான்ட்ராக்டர் எப்போ கட்டி எனக்கு போயிட்டான், இப்போ என்ன பண்ண முடியும் என்ன? So until the rain stops, you cannot do anything. 4 days, 5 days, heavy rain. Thanni kottrudhu veetla. Ella door close pannadhukku apparam kuda enna panna mudiyum? Titiksha. You have to bear. Many things like that you have to bear. No vali. Adhe vandu titiksha nigadhyate. It has been pointed out as titiksha. That is that sahanam, porumai. Porumai, patience. Chamar Shanti. Next sloka we will read. Sloka number 25. Shastrasya Guru Vakyasya Satya Buddhi
புத்தியவதாரணம் சாஸ்வத்தா கதிதா சத்பிஹி யயா வஸ்து உபலப்யதே. ஷம தம உபரம திதிக்ஷா ஷிஃப்த் ஒன் இஸ் ஸ்ரத்தா. Shraddha means faith or trust. Ya shastrasya guruvakyasya cha satya buddhihi avadharanam. Shastrasya, Shraddha means faith or trust. Tamil enna solluvom nambinal. நான் ஸ்டார்ட் பண்ணுவேன், நீங்கள் ஃபில்அப் பண்ணணும் எப்போவுமே. ஸோ தட் ஃபெய்த் தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ட்ரஸ்ட். அவதாரணா மீன்ஸ் கன்விக்ஷன், அசர்டெயின்மெண்ட். கன்விக்ஷன் ஆன் வாட் ஆர் அசர்டெயின்மெண்ட் ஆன் வாட். குரு வாக்கிய சத்ய புத்தி, conviction on the Guru Vakyam and Shastra Vakyam. Shastrasya Guru Vakyasya. That means I don't question my teacher until I get knowledge. I don't question my teacher. I don't question or doubt my teacher or Shastra until I get knowledge. That is called Shraddha. It's very, very difficult. Here, Shastrasya means as Shastra Pramanam, a means of knowledge. Shastra as a means of knowledge. Therefore, I have to develop faith on Shastra. How that Shastra I can develop faith? That Shastra which is revealing by my Guru, Guru Vakyam. Shastra is a valid Pramana, valid Pramana, that's all. Vedanta can never have another Pramanam to prove its validity. Our Vedanta, any scriptures, our all scriptures never have any other second pramanam to prove their validity. So to prove their validity, who can prove their validity? They only can prove their validity. Scriptures alone can prove their validity. That is very, very important. Shastrasya குருவாக்கிய சத்ய புத்தி. மீன்ஸ் சத்ய புத்தி மீன்ஸ் வாட் எவர் மை குரு சேஸ் இஸ் ட்ரூத். அந்த ட்ரஸ்ட் இருக்கணும். வாட் இஸ் நோன் த்ரூ வேதா இஸ் தட் இஸ் இண்டிபெண்ட் சோர்ஸ் சப்த. வித் எனி அதர் பிரமாணா யூ கேன் நாட் டு எக்ஸ்பெரிமெண்ட் ஆன் தட். ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் வி சே the eyes can function in their own field, other pramanams also can function in their own field, they cannot enter into other field. Similarly, the shastra pramanam also cannot be validated by any other pramanam, any other pramanam. Suppose if I say this clip is white, and you will ask the next, what Swamini tells? If I say this clip is white, immediately you ask, you doubt your listening, color and eyes. எனக்கு ஏதாவது தகராறு இருக்கோ, என்ன சொன்னாங்க சுவாமினி அண்ணா? ஷி சேஸ் கிளிப் இஸ் ஒயிட் அண்ணா. ஓஹோ, ஸோ கொஞ்சம் என்கொயர் பண்ணி, சம்திங் ராங் வித் குரு. இம்மிடியேட்லி because my eyes are giving me the knowledge this clip is green. This is pratyaksha pramanam. I cannot accept. This is pratyaksha pramanam. This is visible. How can I believe this is white? I cannot accept. Therefore, hear certain things through anumana. Suppose by doubt, you know, by anumana, if a guru says a human being is one who is having two legs, you know. Inference. A guru says, whoever is having, human being is one who is having two legs. You will get an inference. Kaakaakku kuda rendu kaalu thaan irukke. Therefore, how can I believe? No, I cannot accept. The human being is one who is having two legs. Kaaka also will become human being. Therefore, you never accept. Your intellect will never allow you to accept. Therefore, understand pratyaksha pramanam and anumana pramanam. If I am so firm, I'll ask you, open your eyes and chunnavadane. You know that if you open your eyes and see and chunna, what do? Immediately you open your eyes. If I ask, why? You know that if I open my eyes, I will see. That means what? You have faith on your eyes. You have faith on your eyes because this is green. Even Ishwara vandu sonna idu white na ottuk maata. That means what? You have tremendous faith on your eyes. Iruka illaya? Iruka. Similarly, kannu therandradhukku munnadiye kannu paaka mudiyum ani indha gnana eppadi vandhadu? Because I know my eyes are the means for the knowledge to see. Clear that? Very subtle point. Try to understand. Similarly, here Shastra Shabda also, if I have faith on Shastra, the Shabda, it is going to reveal. Pramanam is going to reveal. If I have that faith, just as you are opening your eyes, before seeing you have got lot of conviction on your eyes. Similarly, if you have faith on Shastra, it reveals. It will reveal. Definitely it will reveal. That is called Shraddha. Therefore, Krishna tells, Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. Shraddha irakkavanukada jnanam varum. Samshayatma vinashyati, a doubting person. சாஸ்திரம் பிரமாணம் இருக்குமா இருக்குமா, பிரம்மன் தெரியுமா, இந்த சுவாமியை கிட்ட போய் படித்தா தெரியுமான்னு, அங்கே போய் படித்தா தெரியுமான்னு. யூ மஸ்ட் ஸ்டடி சாஸ்திரம். ஃப்ரம் ஹூம் யூ ஆர் ஸ்டடிங் ஏ டிஃபரெண்ட் க்வெஸ்சன், பட் யூ ஹவ் டு ஸ்டடி ஃப்ரம் ஏ டீச்சர் ஹூ ரிவீல்ஸ் திஸ். இஃப் யூ ஸ்டடி, டெஃபினெட்லி சாஸ்திரா ரிவீல்ஸ் தட் பிரம்மன். தட் ஸ்ரத்தா, தட் ஐ ஹவ் டு டெவலப் தட் ஸ்ரத்தா. சா ஸ்ரத்தா கதிதா சத்பிஹி. சத்பிஹி மீன்ஸ் சத் புருஷாக, by the wise people. Satya buddhi, that satya buddhi means having true conviction on the guru shastra vakya. So yaya vastu palabhyate, if I have this faith, that trust, what is the benefit? By that yaya, by whose faith I will get vastu brahman upalabhyate. I will get Brahman. Get Brahman and I own up, I am Brahman. So I am the beneficiary. Yaya, by which faith, by which trust, I can attain my own nature, Brahmi Sthiti. That is called Shraddha. I will give some more points about this in the next class. In a very, very important qualification.
ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ